Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 92. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 66. Staying sunny on Wednesday with our high of 91 and partly cloudy over Wednesday night with a low around 66. Sunny and 88 throughout Thursday and partly cloudy 65 throughout Thursday night. Sunny and 91 on Friday and a chance for some rain Friday night with a low of 68. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 68 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Health departments across the state of Kansas continue with their awareness and pushback against the fentanyl and opioid crises across the state of Kansas, with the latest coming out of Riley County, as the Riley County Health Department says they're trying to bring awareness to members of the community with a rise in deaths.
Lots of different types of opioids. When we hear about it, we usually hear about it like this in the news. But actually, opioids are used as a painkiller, pain medication. Okay. So a lot of them are prescribed to patients from their doctors, and that's certainly okay to manage pain. But what we're talking about today is fentanyl. So fentanyl is sometimes laced into pills that many students, which we're talking about now, don't realize that it's there. So that's our main concern right now is fentanyl, the battle with this, and the fact that fentanyl is about 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. So a lot of individuals who don't know that it's even there can come across that, and that's why we're seeing so many deaths from fentanyl.
But American Network News.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED. Tip.
A man from Louisville, Kentucky, who has been arrested after driving under the influence and hitting the Jones family from Nickerson, Kansas with his car, has had his bond lowered from $500,000 to $50,000 cash. KWCH News reports that Michael Hurley is facing multiple charges for driving his car and hitting the family. As WDRB News out of Louisville, Kentucky, has reported that the Commonwealth's Attorney Office made the announcement on Friday that the level of fentanyl in Hurley's system was, quote, basically at a toxic level, and found if the bond amount of $50,000 full cash was posted, Hurley would be released on home incarceration in an approved treatment facility. According to court records, Hurley is due back in court for what is expected to be his final pretrial hearing that is set for August 15th. In other news, the Kansas Highway Patrol has announced an accident with two individuals being seriously injured during the accident that happened on I-135 in Wichita, Kansas. KWCH News reports the event happened over the weekend when the 19-year-old driver ran into the back of a pickup truck, causing it to flip and hit a fence.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the fall education semester coming up right around the corner in just a few months, the University of Nebraska, along with the president of the university, Ted Carter, has released their recommendations for the upcoming budget proposal that includes minimal tuition increases to help close what they call budget shortfalls. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the university's proposal, they say they are sitting at a near $58 million budget shortfall between 2023 and 2025. And are proposing a 3.5% tuition increase that would be between $200 to $300 yearly for each student. According to President Ted Carter, they say that the $58 million budget shortfall represents just maintaining the university's current status quo and would not include any new investments in strategic opportunities like faculty salaries, high-priority academic programs, or student services like mental health. The Board of Regents for the state of Nebraska is set to meet on Thursday this week to discuss the proposal. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council last week discussed status of a Kester block with concerns that rental income does not adequately cover costs, including insurance, taxes, and maintenance. Options of pursuing a property manager were mentioned with no decisions made. Caution against raising rents too much was also brought up. The former Mexican restaurant is closed, leaving the South Kester House available for lease. Several more resolutions were passed for property cleanups. City code enforcement advised that all but one contact has cleaned up properties identified this spring. Council also passed four resolutions for condemnation of properties at 1301 Calhoun, 500 and 502 Jenkins, and 300 Calhoun Street. An updated bid for overlay on a block of U.S. 36 from the highway near the new car wash with the addition of curb and gutter was discussed. A motion to proceed with the work passed on a 6-1 vote, with the car wash owners contributing $13,000 toward the $65,000 project. Purchase of a newer unit for chip seal work was approved on a 5-2 vote, with some apprehension as to the effectiveness of city operating chip and seal. A motion to update the former fire station near City Hall for record storage was passed unanimously. Resident access during road work planned along South 11th Road was discussed, as well as options for controlling dust on Jayhawk Road. Two motorcycles were reported stolen from Crown Over Automotive in Marysville June 16th or 17th. One was abandoned and recovered. The other, a 2003 Harley-Davidson Road King, is still missing. A reward is being offered. Anyone with information should contact authorities. Big Indian Lake in Southern Gage County has been removed from a watch list with restrictions as to exposure due to toxic blue-green algae. The alert was issued earlier after samples indicated high levels, which have been reduced. Water restrictions were placed in Pawnee City last week in response to the continued drought conditions. Outdoor watering will be rationed on an even, odd address rotation, so long as consumption levels remain above what the system can accommodate. The Kansas Corporation Commission has approved a request from Invenergy, owners of the Grain Belt Express project, to allow the 780-mile transmission line to be built in two phases. Construction on the 370 miles of line that runs through Kansas could begin in late 2024. This will connect the wind farm in Ford County east through Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. The original agreement required the company to obtain financing to complete the entire line before work could begin. Citing demand for the project's energy and delays in permitting and land acquisition in Illinois, Invenergy requested an amendment allowing them to begin Phase 1, which includes Kansas and Missouri, once all regulatory approvals and financing have been obtained for that portion of the project. Even if Phase 2 never materializes, Phase 1 will be operational and capable of moving wind from western Kansas east on a line paid for by subscribers. John P. Kane, age 61, of Topeka, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell. Private family burial at a later date in the church cemetery. Rosaries planned Tuesday evening at 7 at the church, with the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for John Kane. LaDonna R. Nemechek, age 84, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. A funeral service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for LaDonna Nemechek. Larry L. Wolbrandt, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. A graveside service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Larry Wolbrandt. Albert J. Cottle III, age 40, of Waymore, passed away Friday. No service is planned at this time, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge for Albert Cottle III. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today runs a casserole, a blueberry muffin, sliced carrots, and watermelon. Tomorrow, pork loin, cheesy potatoes, asparagus, and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. More sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Still staying sunny and warmer throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy skies still throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunny with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Friday, before a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Scattered showers may continue into Saturday, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. And more scattered showers Saturday night, clear with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. And more sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the upper 80s and upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 87, record high on this date, 109. The average low, 66, and the record low, 49. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. It's 68 degrees, sunshine this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 20th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Stop by daily from 11 until 7 and grab a salad to dine in or take away. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Call for all your catering needs. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Home City celebrates Fun Fest Saturday, June 24th, with a scavenger hunt leaving from the ball field shelter anytime 10 to 2, with golf carts and ATVs. A bounce house, face painting, and rock wall, plus concessions and a beer garden, open 11 to 7 during the kickball tournament. A cornhole tournament begins Saturday at 3 and karaoke at 7:30 at the ball field shelter and home. For information on the Home City Fun Fest, contact Jessica Lease at 562-7817.
The Reds keep streaking and arise back to 400. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. The white-hot Reds were looking to make it 9 wins in a row Monday with Joey Votto back in the lineup hosting the Rockies. Votto's fifth-inning solo shot ran Cincy's lead to 3-1, but Colorado rallied to take a 4-3 lead in the top of the sixth, setting the stage for more heroics from Votto in the bottom of the frame with the sacks pack.
Swinging a line drive, base hit into center field. One run's home. Here comes De La Cruz. He will score, and Joey Votto puts the Reds on top.
The call on WLW. Reds hold on to edge the Rockies 5-4. They also move into first place in the NL Central thanks to the Diamondbacks tangling with the Brewers in Milwaukee.
Pitch. Swing. High fly ball deep to right field, and Alec Thomas, welcome back to the big leagues.
The call on KMVP. Alec Thomas's blast capped a 6-run first inning for the D-backs as they go on to beat the Brewers 9-1. In Miami, Marlins Blue Jays, bottom seven, Fish up 7-0. Luis Arraez looking for his fifth hit in as many at-bats.
Here's a swing and a line drive. Fair ball down the left field line. He's done it again. Two runs are going to score. The Marlins lead 9-0. Luis Arraez has his third five-hit game.
The call on WINZ. Arraez lifted his batting average to 400, and the Marlins blanked the Blue Jays 11-0, Miami extending its winning streak to 5. The Giants home against the Padres. Bottom 10, tied at 4.
Yes, blast one! Deep right field! It is gone! A walk-off, Mike Yastrzemski!
The call on KNBR, 7-4 Giants, your final. The Rangers defeat the White Sox 5-2. Mets rout the Astros 11-1. Houston's lost 5 straight. Red Sox beat the Twins 9-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Wildcat fans, K-State football single game tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the action as your 2022 Big 12 champs defend their title this fall in the Bill. Prices start at just $30 for the home opener September 2nd. Don't wait to order as prices are subject to change. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Prices for new vehicles may be more affordable than you thought, and your new car or truck is waiting at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Go online and see their selection, or stop by the lot on West Court in Beatrice with hundreds of new and used vehicles in all price ranges. Put their finance team to work getting you into a new ride today. Check out incentives for new car or trucks now, and let them evaluate your trade-in. Stop by soon. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Online at twinriv.com.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Tuesday, June the 20th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network.
A Ukrainian dam explosion that wiped out a dam that brought our grain prices up 5% or more just for a few hours. Friends, this market is crazy. I'm going to just talk about the wheat price, but quite honestly, most of these remarks will apply to wheat, corn, and soybeans, Milo too. But very disappointing as to where the wheat price is when you have the kind of reports that I have had, I've passed along to you, the kind of crops that we've had. Yes, they were a little bit better than they expected in Texas and southern Oklahoma, but right on line with what we expected in northern Oklahoma, right on through Kansas. Eastern Kansas, good crop. No doubt about that. They got good rains when they needed it. And they're about the only ones in Kansas that we can say anything fantastic about. So enough said about yields. It's not a great crop. It's a crop that I think with the current supply that we have on hand in the United States, we should be at $10 wheat. That's old Steckline's report. $10 wheat. He ain't buying any. So he's got a mouth that can go ahead and say that. So why isn't it? Everybody's asking that. I'm talking to the grain buyers themselves. They're flabbergasted. Well, this Ukrainian dam explosion that is on a major, major river that's going to affect or could affect thousands of big acres of wheat, corn, and soybeans in the Ukraine negatively. It helped the market for a little bit. But then as a lot of this older news, and Ukraine now is old news, see you on the next Techline Report.
Time is money, and augers that empty your grain cart quickly can save hours in the field. Abilene Machine has you covered with the best built augers in the industry. Abilene Machine's in-house manufacturing facility includes state-of-the-art equipment to balance, calibrate, and test their augers. Cupped flighting with 30 to 50% increased thickness on our outer edge provides longer life and greater grain handling capacity. Order durable augers online today at AbileneMachine.com.
Netflix series star Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, is bringing his live show, An Evening of Hope and Healing, to you. Plus, live readings along with an audience Q&A. He has sold out venues across North America. Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium. Saturday, July 1st at First Council Casino. Get tickets now at 7clans.com or 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Great Depression impacted many people as well as agriculture and the Farm Bill. K-State Extension Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift discusses that time period, what she considers to be the first Farm Bill, and other programs that impacted agriculture. There was a large amount of struggle during this time.
If you look back to the early 1930s, there was just a lot of suffering everywhere in the U.S. There was 25% unemployment by 1933. Because of this, you had food riots, you were having starvation deaths. You know, farms were also struggling in rural areas. You had some farms, a lot of farms had high levels of debt. There was record high levels of farm foreclosures. A lot of states actually passed a moratorium on farm foreclosures. You had over 1,000 rural banks fell in 1931. So, you know, there was suffering on and off the farm throughout the U.S. at that time.
During this time, parity prices were given to producers and the number of acres farmed decreased, which impacted farm incomes.
This is what I'd really think about as the first Farm Bill, and that was in 1933. A big part of what that did is allowed farmers to sell their certain crops, certain major crops, corn, wheat, and a few others, at what's called parity prices. There was a substantial increase in farm income. Now, part of this, you know, with these parity prices being paid, farmers were also being paid to reduce production. So there was a recognition even then that if you're changing the prices that people receive, you're also going to change how much they produce.
Many programs began during this time that supported agriculture and rural areas.
So there were all kinds of different developments. So you did have more low-interest loans made available to farmers at that time. You had further development of the farm credit system, so putting in place legislation that allowed for an expansion of agricultural credit. You had the formation of local soil and water conservation districts. Crop insurance started, although it remained very small for several decades. You had some marketing orders or some support for market development for specialty crops and milk. Local USDA committees, so this, you know, involvement of local producers in what the USDA did. Rural electrification was another large development. You had almost no electricity in rural areas in 1930s, and by 20 years, most rural areas were covered. So just think about the big change in people's lives going from having electricity to no electricity.
That was Kansas State University Extension Agriculture Policy Specialist Jenny Ift on programs that were developed for agriculture during the Great Depression. This period granted electricity to many people and was the start of many programs that are still seen in our current time. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Odell Community Day is Saturday, June 24th, with a sand volleyball tournament, 3-on-3 basketball, a free throw contest at 1, activities downtown, a parade Saturday evening at 6, with Redneck Olympics, a bounce house, slides, and obstacle course at the park at 6:30, fireworks at dusk, and a DJ downtown at Saturday at 8. Then Sunday, Sean Cole and Farmer Dave perform at the Rice Lodge in Odell from 4 until 7 p.m. Odell Community Day is Saturday, June 24th.
Ready for the annual Backyard Beetle Reunion? It's all about the June bug on the old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 20th, the 171st day of the year. Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson has a birthday, and guitar legend Chet Atkins was born on this day in 1924. Have June bugs made an appearance around your porch lights yet? Here are some interesting facts about these fat beetles. While we consider them nuisances at best, the ancient Egyptians, who called them scarabs, considered the bugs extremely lucky. They were buried with royalty and good luck tokens were carved with their images. For Native Americans, toasted June bugs were a medicinal treatment for anemia, dehydration, and other ailments. They are said to have a surprisingly sweet molasses-like flavor and a satisfying crunch. Something to think about as they buzz around the patio this summer. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY, it's 68 degrees. Highs well into the 80s forecast again today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Things have not started off well for the Kansas City Royals in their series against the Detroit Tigers on the road. Last night, the Tigers get a opening series win 6-4. Two teams will play again tonight at 5:40. After the game, Matt Quatario, manager for the Royals, had this to say.
We had the one more chance in the eighth, first and third, unable to capitalize there, but their reliever, you know, the sixth and seventh inning, they did a good job of shutting us down. We just weren't able to add on.
College World Series baseball in Omaha yesterday. Stanford lost to Tennessee 6-4. Stanford has now been eliminated. Wake Forest in a tight game beat LSU 3-2. TCU Oral Roberts play an eliminating today, as well as Tennessee and LSU. Eight-time major champion Tom Watson, originally from Kansas City, wants answers on the PGA Tour's new business partnership with Saudi backers of LIV Golf. In a pointed letter Monday to the commissioner, he asked whether the deal was the only way to solve the tour's financial hardship.
Marysville Senior Legion Post 163 Baseball split a doubleheader with Doniphan County on Sunday, winning 4-3 in Game 1, then falling 7-0 in Game 2. A road contest at Corning is scheduled for Wednesday, while a road game at Hiawatha is scheduled for Sunday before the boys' next home game will be next Thursday. You can find that full schedule on KNDYRadio.com.
June 21st through the 25th is Homestead Days, and Leal's Jewelry asks listeners to come on out to Beatrice for family activities, a parade, and delicious food. See you there from your friends at Leal's Jewelry in Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family-owned since 1953. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram invites you to get the real Pioneer Days experience by joining them for Homestead Days going on June 21st through the 25th in Beatrice. Also stop in and see them for live entertainment with free admission to the Mopar Car Show at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram in Beatrice.
KNDY.
2, 3. Yeah!
Well, it's your birthday. Act like it is and just go crazy. Do what we want with no reason why. Life ain't long enough, so let's celebrate and get drunk on good love. And remember what it's like to just dance all night. treat this town like we own it. And baby, if you wanna get out, you can drive this car like